It is time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And just a quick running through of the notes from a year ago and some of the things that happened. Well, on the for instance, a year ago on the 12th of April, the trembling aspens were at full flower, and they are not there yet. And on the 12th of April, the red maples had flowered, had begun to flower. And as of yesterday, the red maples in my yard have not begun to flower. The silver maple is done flowering. The female flowers on the silver maple look pretty spectacular right now. But if you go up to the other part of that silver maple and look at the male flowers that are on it, they are done. There's no pollen. A lot of the stamens are just gone. So not as early as last year. On the 14th, yesterday, peak flowers for the hazelbrush a year ago. They just began to flower yesterday at my house. First flowers. Rhubarbs, first leaves emerging a year ago yesterday. They're not up at all. I couldn't see anything going on. Red maples were at their peak of flower on the 14th. And the raspberries were beginning to have leaves emerge a year ago yesterday. A year ago today, well, a year ago on the 8th, on April 8th a year ago, I saw my first little green buds on the tamaracks. And yesterday, the tamaracks were still closed tight at my house. On the 15th, today's date, a year ago, tree swallows were here. Pagoda dogwood had bud break. Nanny berry had bud break. Frogs were singing. Tamaracks were green. Pin cherries had bud break. Big tooth aspens had at least a half inch long furry flowers already, and the birches had bud break. And that was a year ago today, and none of those things have occurred as of yesterday. Now, when I get home today, some of those may have actually taken place, but none of those had occurred yesterday. Talking to Dallas Hudson over in Akeley, he has first hepaticas in bloom. He'd heard the snipe winnowing. The osprey had returned to the nest. He heard and saw a loon flying over Shingabee. Wood frogs had been heard singing. Phoebes were back, and song sparrows were back. So he had quite a list of things that have not yet occurred here. I have not heard a song sparrow. I have not heard a loon, although Art Norton, he and Karen Noyce live on McGuire Lake, or live near McGuire, and the ice went out of Crooked Lake on the 12th, and Art said that the same was true of McGuire. Karen heard loons on McGuire yesterday. My own notes from this year, no loons on Crooked Lake yet. A year ago, on today's date, I had a note of no loons on the lake. And then on the 27th, so 3 days, 12 days after I had a note of no loons, finally one loon was heard. And on June 9th, a note about only one loon on the lake and many calls. The poor fellow or female was calling and calling and calling, hoping to find somebody to come and join them, and no one did. And that was the last note I had about loons on Crooked Lake last year. I have no loons on Crooked Lake yet this year, but I remain hopeful. I haven't given up. I had one unusual observation this past week. I was out with the kids from St. Joe's and the sixth graders, and we were walking in a ravine just west of the school campus, and we discovered a couple of ostrich fern that had begun to emerge. Now, by that, I mean you could see the bright green of the frond right at the top of the cluster. Ostrich ferns grow in clumps, and you could see this bright green on top of that thing just beginning. And that is like 26 days, almost a month earlier than I've ever seen it before. And I don't know. I have no explanation for why that is. I haven't looked at that ostrich fern year in and year out for many, many years, so I don't know. But at my own home, it's usually around the end of the first week in May that I see my ostrich ferns begin to emerge like that. I still have just a wad of purple finches coming to my feeder every day. Five or six males. I assume there are five or six females. There's just a big group of them. They're mixed in with some goldfinches and some pine siskins. And, of course, the nuthatches, chickadees, blue jays, blackbirds, the usual crowd. But the purple finches, I'm noticing purple scat all over my deck. And this is something that purple finches do when their diet is, I don't know, adjusted in certain ways. As far as I can tell, all they have to eat are the black oil sunflower seeds at my house. But their scat is definitely purple, and it is whitewashing purple washing my deck and my yard. So I'm not entirely sure why that happens, but it does happen just about this time every year. I saw another chipmunk out by my house. I had my first Compton's tortoise shell on the 12th. I had morning cloak butterfly the same day. I guess it was the 11th. It was not the 12th. It was the 11th. That was a couple days later than average. Usually it's around the 9th that I see my first butterflies. This year it was the 11th. That's insignificant, really. That's just a matter of being in the right spot at the right time, I would say. Tamaracks, no green, but the pollen cones are swelling. If you get close to a tamarack and look carefully, you'll be able to pick out the pollen cones coming out. Beaked hazel and American hazel, checking them on the 11th, nothing going on. Fly honeysuckle on the 11th of April. I had just the beginnings of the buds beginning to open. So if you look at fly honeysuckle, it's an opposite branch shrub. It's kind of low, and you'd have to know where it is in order to sort of get a handle on it. But if you know of some, go look at it. It should be just about to break bud. I could see some flower structure coming out of one bud, and I could see a little bit of green from the leaves on another bud. So fly honeysuckle is definitely coming along. Grouse are drumming, of course. Crooked Lake was not open on the 11th, but on the 12th it was. On the 11th, there was about 60% ice cover. And because of the way the ice was arranged on the lake, right in front of my access to the water, there was a huge, huge cluster of ringneck ducks, mallards, wood ducks, mergansers, common goldeneye, Canada geese, trumpeter swans. They were all there and enjoying that open water. And on the 12th, when the lake opened up, all of those ducks were still in the lake, but they were no longer clustered right in front of my area there where I got a close look at them. If you get out in the bogs, if you're wandering around in a bog, and if it is a true bog, it'll probably have some tussock cottongrass. And if you look closely, you'll see these little yellow flowers. They're about a half inch long. They look like a bottle brush. They're maybe an eighth of an inch wide and a half inch long, and they look like a tiny yellow bottle brush. And those are the flowers of the tussock cottongrass. And in a month or so, what you'll see there are these big white fluffy seed heads. So the cotton grass has begun to flower. I pulled the card from my trail cam on the 12th and brought it home. This would be about 2 in the afternoon. I brought it home and was going through the pictures, and there were lots of deer and turkeys and the sort of usual things. But on the 7th of April at 8 o'clock in the morning, a timber wolf crossed the trail right by the camera. And 5 days later, on the 12th of April, I don't know if it was that same wolf, but two wolves crossed the trail. I got several pictures of first one wolf and then one picture where you can see one wolf in the woods on one side of the trail and one wolf in the woods on the other side of the trail. And then the next picture shows the wolf right out in the middle of the trail. And I haven't seen timber wolves in that area in quite some time. And on the 12th, it was at like 8:45. So one morning it was 8:08. The next morning it was 8:45. Or 5 days later, 8:45, it was like the same time of day. In this case, two wolves were walking through. They followed the same trail. They crossed in the same spot, just up from the camera. So pretty exciting to me. I don't mind living with wolves. They keep to themselves. And for the most part, over the years, I've had one wolf attack a dog, and that's it. That's the whole of my experience with wolves out there. So I'm pretty happy to live with them. I saw my first northern flicker on the 12th, and that was one day early, so basically the same time. Looking at the mention of the loon, the ringneck ducks, Crooked Lake. Crooked Lake was open on the 12th, which is 4 days earlier than average. And I am not sure why that happened, but it did. My attempt to keep track of the temperature and try to find out if we could get to 220, I got to about 120 before that lake opened up. I checked the rhubarb yesterday. It's not coming up yet. It should be. Yellow-rumped warblers are back. My forsythia has no flowers right now. Red maples, buds are getting yellower or redder, but not opening yet. Lesser yellow legs out on the lake on the 13th. Red elderberry should be a familiar shrub to you. It's got buds the size of your little fingernail and big, thick branches, and opposite, the buds are opposite, the leaves are opposite, and when they begin to open, you'll see the first little tendrils of leaves coming out, and then you'll see the flower heads kind of tucked in there too. So keep an eye out on those. Juneberries, nothing going on. The speckled alder are pretty much done flowering. I was able to dislodge a little bit of pollen, but they're almost done. And the female flowers on the speckled alders appear to be just about as big as they can get. Beaked hazel and American hazel both were in flower yesterday for the first time, and that is about 3 days, 4 days. Let's see. I'll have to check here and see. 5 days late. So normally it'd be the 9th of April that the beaked and the American hazel would be in flower, and this year it was 5 days later, so it was the 14th. I mentioned the silver maples in my yard. The females look to be prime, and they are huge. Their pistils are bright red and erect and looking ready for pollen. And the male portions of that same tree, all of the pollen appears to be gone. And in some cases, the stamens are completely wiped off of the flowers. I would not be surprised if sometime in the next couple of days, those male flowers don't start to fall off of the silver maple. So Red maples, not yet. Silver maples, all done. That's our phenology show for this week. As always, if you have notes you'd like to share, please send them along. I do love hearing from you, so let me know what's going on in your neighborhood.